journeying through that great hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in the Father's Blood?" And that sense, the Saviour's blood, sorry, and that sense of the testimony of Charles Wesley as he wrote that hymn just after his conversion. I don't know what your hymn would have been had you written such a hymn at your conversion, if you can remember that far back. And don't need to laugh, it's not that long ago really. But that sense of testimony that Charles Wesley has written through this hymn. And we get tonight to verse 4 of that hymn, and it starts off, "Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's nine. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flame with light. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee." Well, I just wish I could write words like that. That testimony. A testimony from bondage to freedom. From chains to free. I don't know if you've ever been trapped somewhere. Maybe in a lift. Has its ups and downs. But that sense of being trapped in a lift. I know there's some people who won't even enter a lift for fear of being trapped in it. They'd much rather walk the stairs, which is fine until you go to Queen's Hospital and there are no stairs to walk. So you have to go in the lift. And that sense of being trapped. And then there's the new trend, a new pastime that many people seem to enjoy. Locked in rooms or escape rooms. Where people decide to go and get trapped in a room. And they have to find the clues to the combination to get back out of the room. As if that's fun. And when they get out, they celebrate because they're out. Despite the fact they've chosen to go in. But that's another matter. Escaping to freedom is something that we desire. Whether we're trapped in by our own decision or trapped in by the decision of a piece of machinery. When Charles was writing this hymn, he was describing something really deep that had happened to him. I was trapped in my past. I met Jesus. I became free. What an amazing testimony. What an amazing testimony. I chose to use this story that Dana read. Thank you, Dana. From Acts chapter 12. And the story of Peter's release from prison. It's a great story, isn't it? And there's even been musicals written about this story called Jailbreak, is one of them, by Roger Jones. And that sense of God releasing Peter from those chains. Let's look at this verse in a little more detail. It starts off, "Long my imprisoned spirit lay." A sense of Charles here describing his pre-conversion experience. I was imprisoned. I could not find freedom. I was held by something that was just stopping me seeing life. And that sense of deep pain. It was his pre-faith, his pre-conversion experience. The psalmist in Psalm 107, verse 10 following, describes it like this. "Some sat in darkness, in utter darkness, prisoners suffering in iron chains, because they rebelled against God's command and despised the plans of the Most High. He subjected them to bitter labor. They stumbled and there was no one to help. They cried to the Lord in their help and he saved them from trouble." I just can't imagine now that sense of being an enslaved to sin. Yet to so many people who surround this building, who pass down by, pass by day after day, there is a sense that that is their experience. That is their life. And we wonder why people rage and why people get angry, because they can't find a way out of the oppression that's holding them down. That load, that heavy load they can't break free from. Freddie Mercury, not a great theologian, sung the song, "I Want to Break Free." That was his request. I'm not going to sing it tonight, you'll be pleased to know. But that sense of wanting to break free was his song. And Jesus said, "Verily, I truly tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." John chapter 8, verse 34. And in this passage, Peter was held by chains against his desire and against the will of God. He wanted to break free. And his friends, the followers of Jesus wanted to break free. They were praying for him. The sense that something spectacular needs to happen. Otherwise, Peter is a goner. Long my imprisoned spirit lay fast bound in sin and nature's night. If you thought about that phrase, nature's night, darkness. There's something beautiful about the night in many ways, but there's also something quite unwholesome about the night. The sense of that which you can't see, the sense of it wanting to be over for day to come. Maybe you're one of those people who hate June the 22nd because the nights are going to start drawing in now. And the sense that as the nights get longer, you get more and more down because you're longing for the light. Romans chapter 6 verse 17 says this, "But thanks be to God, though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the patterns and teachings that now claim your allegiance." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit." The night can seem long. Being without hope that comes from the gospel seems like night. Being fast bound in sin feels like night. You've probably heard of the sociologist preacher Tony Campalo. For those of you not, he's an American and he tends to preach around. And one of the stories he tells is about a preach off. Can only happen in the States, can't it? Where you have a preaching competition. And they're trying to find the best preacher. And in this particular preach-off, there had been a long line of great preachers, and they'd been preaching, and then came this sermon. And the sermon had this reoccurring theme when he was talking about Easter weekend and how the world was in despair. And he would say, and that was Friday, dark Friday, but Sundays are coming. And he would keep going, and dark Friday, and the congregation would wake up. I could dream about this. And as he said, it was Friday, that dark Friday. And in the end, the congregation started shouting back, but Sundays are coming. It's night. It's night. Charles Wesley was talking about his long, long night when he was held by his past. He was held by himself. But the day's coming. And the day has come. When Jesus took hold of his life and transformed him, it took him from his night to his day, from his imprisonment to his freedom. Jesus made that difference to him. And this verse is talking about what Jesus has done for him. Have you experienced day? Have you experienced the freedom that Jesus came to give you? Have you experienced it for yourself? You see, the Bible tells us quite clearly that anyone who puts their trust in Jesus will have a brand new start, a brand new beginning. As Jesus takes hold of them and he starts to go in and root out all our past and take it away and forgive it, because that's the very reason he died upon that cross. To give us freedom. Are you in darkness? Are you sensing a long night? Charles Wesley, in his testimony that this hymn is, talks about his long night. Yet, day is coming. Day is coming. The next line, thine I diffused, a quickening ray. Light. Light. Many years ago, we had a family holiday on a barge. Something about barge holidays, they slow you right down. After all, you're speeding if you're doing 5 miles an hour. Doesn't really suit me. I'm always wanting to be on the go. Or was going as fast as possible. And let me tell you, if you ever have a canal holiday, don't get back in the car and straight onto the motorway. It is such a change of pace. But on this particular canal holiday, there are many memories, too many to recite tonight, including me managing to get Vicky's feet wet. But one thing we did is we went through one of these long tunnels. The sort of tunnels that back in the day when canals were used to transport goods and they were the railways of the day for moving goods, men would lie on their back on the top of the canal barge and walk their way along the tunnel roof to get through to the other end. Ours was far less dramatic than that. We had an engine. And a motor. But you see, in this tunnel there was also a corner. And so as you went along, you were going for a fair way in total darkness. And those of you who know Vicky will know this was not a blessing to her. And I neglected to say we've got to come back the same way until we've gone the first way. And there was that moment we turned the corner and the light at the end of the tunnel became visible. Hope became a reality. We will get out of this. We are going the right way. Hoping the light that was at the end of the tunnel was not a boat coming towards us. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. That sense of moment of light when in our darkness, in that real despair that we were in, when we were lost in sin, the light of Christ became a reality. Hope was there. We could move forward. We could move forward into life. Charles Wesley's testimony here was about transformation. Transformation to him as a person was going to be the story of his transformation of his brother a few days later was going to be the story of the transformation of many, many, many who came to faith through Methodism as he went round the country preaching in village after village, town after town, making Jesus known because of the light that he saw. The light. Have you seen the light? In the prison, in Acts chapter 12, in Peter's despair, in comes the angel and releases him. My prayer for each one of us tonight is that if we are in darkness, we tonight will see the light of Christ afresh. Whether it's the light at the end of the tunnel, the light coming into our darkness, the end of our night to the dawn of a day, we will see the power of Christ at work afresh in us. This is the testimony of Charles Wesley in a hymn. But it can be your testimony, as it is my testimony. The Saviour who saved me. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature night, thine eye diffused a quickening way. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Many have seen Christ and not changed. Many have heard the story of the salvation of God and not allowed it to affect them. Charles's testimony in this hymn is that when he heard of the voice of God, when he saw the light, he didn't just say, "Oh, that was nice." He did something about it. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Peter in the prison. The angel came in, the chains fell off. Peter could have said, "Oh, that's good, I'm free now. I'll have a rest before I do anything." He was only free when he took the decision to rise and go out. And many of us struggle with freedom. Many of us struggle with freedom because we prefer to not be in that situation. So we hear the gospel, we hear the story, and we stay. We don't accept the freedom. Many animals that are bred in captivity, when they are freed to the wild, they keep coming back to their captivity. Vicky and I were watching a program the other day on the Tower of London. I don't know if any of you have seen it. And they will have the ravens of the Tower of London. And each night, the keeper goes out. These ravens have been flying free around London during the day. They're quite happy to come back into captivity. They're not really free, are they? Because they're coming back. They're choosing to be back in captivity. And many of us in our Christian walk have done exactly the same thing. We are free, but we allow to be taken over again by slavery. We allow it to take us over again. I want to take you to another verse in Scripture as I draw towards a conclusion, and that is Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, where it says this: "It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery." Just hear those words again. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Christ calls you to be free. He's paid the price for you to be free. He died for you to be free. He loves you so much, he wants you to be free. So be free. Free from your past. Free from those things that hold you down. Be free from all that is making you incomplete. Be free. Back to the hymn, "My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee." You see, Christ takes us away from that prison, away from that night, away from the darkness, to freedom. It's not God's plan for us to be going back again into our slavery of sin, but to truly be free. And I want to ask us, at the end of this day, we've had a good day, we've been worshipping together, God's been touching lives. I want to ask you the question: are you free? Are you free? And if not, do you want to be free? Suddenly, it says in Acts chapter 12, "The angel of the Lord appeared and shone a light in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up and said, 'Quick, get up.' And the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said, 'Put on your clothes and sandals.' Peter did so. 'Wrap your cloak around you and follow me,' the angel told him. And he left all, rose up, and followed him." John chapter 8 says, "If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Romans 6, verse 18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Jesus has set you free. Be free. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have paid the price for us to be free. And Lord, I pray tonight that any here who may sense that they're in captivity will know what it is to be free people. And so, Lord, come into each and every life here and free us for your glory. Amen.